The Gina and Maddie Podcast.
You might have heard the news last night and seen the footage this morning out of the US where a major collapse of a bridge in Baltimore after a cargo ship struck a pillar of the Francis Key Bridge, sending the principal section of that bridge into the river. We're going to cross to Channel 7's Miley Hogan. She's their US correspondent. We've seen her doing all the reports on Channel 7 this morning from the location. But also this morning, US President Joe Biden held a press conference and he spoke about it as well.
Everything so far indicates that this was a terrible accident. At this time, we have no other indication, no other reason to believe there's any intentional act here. Personnel on board the ship were able to alert the Maryland Department of Transportation that they had lost control of their vessel, as you all know and reported. As a result, local authorities were able to close the bridge to traffic before the bridge was struck, which undoubtedly saved lives.
The governor has declared a state of emergency across the state. Let's go to Miley Hogan from Channel 7, who is there this morning. Morning, Miley.
Good morning.
Very different sort of day for you today. Last time we spoke to you, you were covering red carpets. This is an absolute tragedy. Can you take us back to the beginning and fill us in? What has exactly happened there in Maryland in Baltimore?
Look, I think it's best to start with talking through the events that you can see in the vision there. If you watch that cargo ship, you can see that the lights on the ship go on and off, and then it rammed into one of the pylons on this bridge that the locals call the Key Bridge. And then within seconds, the entire thing crumbles and collapses into the water. Now, as the day has gone on, we are learning more details about how exactly that was able to happen. Obviously, it's very early on in the investigation, but authorities say a mayday call was made from that cargo ship to say that it had lost power and propulsion. Now, that mayday call, authorities say, has potentially saved lives because it did give authorities a little bit of time, not much, to stop cars from entering that bridge. But what we know now is that construction workers were actually on that bridge. They were out of their vehicles working, filling in potholes, and there were 8 of them on the bridge at the time. 2 were saved from the water shortly after the collapse. The others were still missing, and authorities have confirmed now that they did find 1 body in the water around the bridge.
This is a tragedy for the people of Maryland and Baltimore. It's one of their major roads too for interstate. So not only is that causing infrastructure chaos, also the tragedy of these lives lost. What's the mood like on the ground there, Miley? You're there at the moment. How are the community reacting?
Look, it's a lot of disbelief. I mean, looking at that vision, it's unbelievable to see that bridge collapse. There's a lot of vantage points around that bridge. It is the port here in Port Baltimore. So you can see people gathering at different points just to look out at what their city. It doesn't look familiar anymore. It's lost this massive structure that they were so used to seeing there. And they're grieving. They know that they've lost 1 person from their community. There are still 5 more missing in the water. We're going into about the 15th hour now of that search. So they are still holding out hope. But the conditions that people are facing in that water, it's frigid, around 8 degrees, strong currents. The fall from the bridge is about 56 metres. It's a very sad feeling here. And also, they know they're looking at a really long recovery. This is their main thoroughfare. Around 30,000 vehicles travel on that bridge every single day. And this is the Port of Baltimore. It's one of the biggest in the United States and for the East Coast. It's going to have a knock-on effect for months and months ahead.
Well, hopefully for those families waiting to hear for loved ones, we get some news for those missing people real soon. What's your day look like now, Miley? You're in Baltimore now, because yesterday you were in LA, weren't you, for P. Diddy's house, and you jump on a plane over to Maryland. What are you there now for the next couple of days? How does it work with you and Channel 7?
Yeah, well, we just try to cover as much as we can across the United States, and this is obviously a very big, important story, not just for Baltimore, but for everyone that will be affected by this. And yeah, so we'll stay here now and report on this, and as we get as much information as we can from authorities, stick around for a few days and then see where we move on to next.
Beautiful. All right, Miley. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning. I know how busy you are, and you're doing a fantastic job with your reports back to Channel 7. We'll keep an eye on the news throughout the day and see what the latest is. Stay safe, and hopefully we get some good news out of Baltimore soon, Miley.
Thanks, guys. The Gina and Maddie Podcast.